The National Petroleum Authority has blamed commercial vehicles using LPG for the perennial shortage of gas. It said the NPA distributes 1,000 metric tons of gas each day, but shortages occur because demand outweighs supply. Speaking on Radio Ghana, the chief executive of the NPA, Alex Mode, called for a review of the subsidy on LPG. He said this will make vehicle owners pay for the actual cost of LPG they use. Mr. Mode said the problem of the shortage is compounded because currently TOR is not producing LPG, so the commodity has to be imported.
There is gas at Temori Refinery. We're delivering about 900 to 1,000 metric tons a day. This demand has been driven mainly by vehicles who have converted from petrol to gas. Actually, they can still use the petrol, but they've converted to gas because gas is a heavily subsidized petroleum product. And the demand now far outstrips the way we can supply that into the system. The systems we have in place cannot cope with the current demand, which is mainly driven by vehicles who were not in the program for supply of gas.
Once they've joined the market and have become an important segment, shouldn't we be thinking of investments that will cater adequately for them and not leave out domestic users too?
Who is going to invest in it? Is it government or is it the private sector? As you know, there has been a policy of deregulation in the petroleum sector. LPG is a particular problem. Because of the huge subsidy, the consumer pays for part of the LPG.
Chief Executive of NPA, Alex Mole, talking to Kingsley Obenchere.